You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is all about empowering and enlightening small business owners to embrace technology so that they can stay competitive and relevant in today's digital era. Well, we also talk about strategies that are really working in today's business landscape. And so today's topic is about philanthropy. How can that impact your bottom line? Well, we're going to get to the bottom of that. We have a very special guest. His name is Baron Damon. And he is a certified philanthropic coach with over 20 years of experience working as a nonprofit executive. He is currently the managing partner of the Business of Life Coaching and Consulting, which is a service and education company. He's also the CEO of the BK Damon Foundation, whose mission is to make a difference in the lives of young people and adults through philanthropic acts of kindness. Kindness is a currency. And so he's also, he has the philanthropic coach. He teaches donors on how to live their legacy through strategic giving that aligns with their deepest values. So that is a great introduction for Baron, who is going to talk to us about how philanthropy and purpose-driven giving can help grow your business. So without further ado, please help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Baron Damon.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. I just really appreciate you having me and so excited about having this conversation today. I always love to talk about philanthropy.
So yes, thank you. And not every small business donor, Damon, really thinks about it as a growth strategy, but it can definitely have impact in that way. So why don't we start the conversation by asking, why is philanthropy a powerful strategy for businesses?
Yeah, that's a great question, Michelle, because businesses, when you think about businesses, you think about brand, right? What you want their brand to be, or what you want your brand to be. And we often forget about the philanthropic side of it, especially if you're starting a small business. You don't think, you're thinking about your color scheme. You know, you're thinking about all these different things that you want to be a part of your brand, but philanthropy should be a part of your brand because it helps you enhance your reputation. And that's the number one thing I tell people. If you want to get off on a good foot in a business, incorporate philanthropy, because the brand is so important. And when people begin to associate your business synonymously with giving back and making a difference in the community, it already enhances your brand.
Yes, I've seen it again and again and again. People, especially these younger generations, they really love to get behind and support companies that provide a product or a service that they want and they need, but also have a mission or at least an impact kind of focused sidebar, you know. So moving on, let's also talk about what are the fiscal benefits of philanthropy for businesses.
Yeah, there's, when you think about the obvious, I'm a philanthropic coach. And so we work with donors who want to give back to their communities. And the first thing they want to talk about, as because I partner with wealth advisors, how can we save money on taxes, right? That's the number one thing that people want to do. But there's some other fiscal opportunities there. I'll give you an example. I was working with a particular company and we created a program called Beyond School Walls for that program. I mean, for that particular company. It was more like a workplace mentoring program. So we would bring the kids over to the company. And it was just a tremendous opportunity to bond with these volunteers and mentors of this company and these young children in the middle school. And so what happens, we all get t-shirts and I invited the media to come. So the media came out, I mean, two different stations covered it. people were all around the area, like, what is going on here? You know, everybody had the t-shirts on, the media's here, people got really excited, but you could not pay for that kind of attention, right? And recognition and media attention. That would have cost you. I'm a nationally syndicated radio host, and so I know exactly how much it costs for advertisements, but that's one way that you can. You know, think about fiscally, you can save money because you can have media come in and look at your company in a positive light for free.
That's actually very interesting, kind of almost a twist. What I was originally thinking you were going to talk about was obviously the tax benefits, because you do get to write off charitable donations as a corporation or a LLC or anything like that, and that'll help make it so that if you have a large amount of revenue, it makes it so you don't have to pay as much tax on that revenue. But what you just said about that media coverage, that is so true. A lot of local businesses really love covering stories in which businesses are aligning with a nonprofit initiative or a social, maybe even community-based impact, cause, and want to cover that because it's good news. Now, not every business gets that kind of media coverage all on their own, because the media doesn't like to make it feel like they're promoting any one particular organization. But if that organization is doing a mega movement that's going to impact the community, oh, that's definitely media worthy. So, very good point. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's one of my favorites because we use it as a strategy to help companies, but at the same time, you're doing it for the right reasons, because we all want to do things for the right reasons. But if you do things for the right reason, I believe that your bottom line is also impacted.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about, like, for instances. I think it's always nice when we can paint a picture. Alignment is important, right? So it needs to kind of sort of make sense. There needs to be an alignment somehow, some way. Can you speak about various ways to create alignment when it comes to you, the founder, or you, the organization, and your brand, right? How can you figure out what is a good cause to get behind?
Yeah, what we do, Michelle, we help our clients exactly with that. Because there's, you know, I told someone one time, there's 1.5 to 1.9 million nonprofits out there, right? I help them narrow it down to 3 to 5. Because how can you possibly filter through all these nonprofits to figure out what your cause is? And one of the things that we do is help you create a mission and a vision and strategic plan. So we look at your company. What's the strategy for your company? What's the mission? What values do you have? And we align them with those nonprofits that could be a good fit for you. We also do the research on the nonprofits to make sure it's a good alignment for your company.
And there are times too, right, Baron, where as a founder, like let's just say if you experience breast cancer and you're a survivor of breast cancer, and you have a desire personally with your company to support a cancer nonprofit, cancer research nonprofit or something like that, that doesn't necessarily mean it had to have alignment with the brand, but it definitely has deep meaning for you as the founder, and you can explain that as part of
Yeah.
that media attention, right?
That's exactly right. And I live this out actually every day. We have a business that we partner with. It's called Survivor Friendly. And so we provide durable medical equipment to breast cancer survivors. My wife was diagnosed 10 years ago this year with breast cancer. Our business partner has had breast cancer 3 times. And so for us, it's easy for us to invest not only in the business side, but we have what we call a donation room, where people who may not have all the funds they need for specific things, we donate them for free. So, to your point, Michelle, because of this value, this alignment for an experience that we've had before, you know, of course, cancer is, I think it's saying now, 1 out of 4 women may have cancer. And so it's very prevalent and it affects so many people's lives. And for us to have an opportunity to share with people about this cause, but also help them and their business really makes sense for us.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Now let's paint a few more pictures of paint a few more scenarios for small businesses. Small businesses, they have hearts of gold, right? They stepped into this role of providing a product or a service because they know there's a need. They're not always doing it because they can make a ton of money. A lot of them are doing it because they really believe they can have an impact and change people's lives. So we're talking about small business owners that may or may not have a lot of money to give to a charity. So what are some other ways that small businesses can support a nonprofit or a cause without necessarily dealing with monetary exchanges?
Small businesses, I love, if you go to my website, it says opportunity, because I think about opportunity a lot. We just have to be creative in those opportunities. A couple of years ago, I think it was 2022, David Beckham, famous soccer player, former soccer player, he decided that he would allow a nonprofit to take over his social media. And I give you this example because they raised millions of dollars by him just, saying, hey, this is a nonprofit I support. They need specific money for this. So as a small business, if you're social media savvy and you have some followers, maybe it's 500, maybe it's 1,000, maybe it's 10, but how about you recognize a nonprofit one month, a nonprofit the next month, and allow people to at least be exposed to that nonprofit and also maybe solicit funds on their behalf. That's one that I really like that small businesses can also do. But what's the skill set that you have in your small business? We've had people come over. I worked for Big Brothers Big Sisters, a national nonprofit, for a number of years. And it was great when we had people who had a certain skill set that would help us in an area that we were deficient. So for example, we didn't know how to implement Salesforce, but we had some volunteers from a small company that allowed us to grow in this particular way because of the skill set they had. So those are just two examples that, and we can talk about some more, but anytime you can donate your time, your talent, and if the treasure is not there yet, work on the time and the talent. And those things will be very helpful for nonprofits, because with nonprofits, sometimes the capacity building is not there. So a lot of funders won't fund capacity builders opportunities. They just want to give to programming, and that's perfectly fine. But the capacity building is where small companies can come in, because they can go do board development. Maybe they're really good at leadership development. All nonprofit leaders need help with leadership development or board development. And you can just use those skills that you have to really impact a nonprofit.
Those are some great ideas. There's another thing I would like to have you talk about, if you would, please. And that would be, like, rather than just give money to a nonprofit, what about partnering with a nonprofit that complements what you're doing and providing as a service, and then work together with them to have them kind of share the word about you. And then when you end up making a sale because of that referral, that you can just donate a portion of that proceed back to the nonprofit, and that can help them fiscally as well. Do you have any thoughts regarding that?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea in terms of, I love cross promotion, because it provides an opportunity for each partner. I would call them mutually beneficial relationships. My role, I was the VP of partnership development, so that's what I did. I looked at a specific company and what kind of value that I thought they can bring to Big Brothers Big Sisters, and then vice versa. It wasn't all about we just had a handout and we expected somebody to give us something, but it was also how can we align, our mission with that company's mission and help them kind of push their mission forward by the good work that we've done. And we've seen it happen over and over where that company really benefited because we were on our social media and saying, hey, this organization is great. And they didn't give us $1, but it was just that mutual beneficial relationship that we created.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I think that all business owners, especially the small ones, that you really need to realize that you're not meant to be doing this alone, and that it's often very, very profitable to find alliance partners or power partners or referral partners, people who complement what you're doing and will breathe life, by referring others, because warm referrals are really, it's always been the best type of referral. It's people already have that know, like, and trust factor. It's already there. So there's that. Anyway, I love this topic so much. Tech with Heart is a nonprofit organization, and it came about because my for-profit Revelio company is a software and media solutions company. So people, were telling me again and again and again how much technology was moving so fast, they couldn't keep up, their head was spinning, they didn't know who to trust, they didn't know who to pay attention to. So that's why Tech with Heart exists. So, and we also support minority students. Baron, we teach minority students marketing and technology industry related aspects of their job. So we feel that, we're doing our part. We're doing our part to make impact, and we love to support the small businesses alongside as we're supporting the minority students. So
I love the fact that you're using your skills, your talents, right, to be able to make that difference in your community. So kudos to you all.
thank you. And it's all about partnering. It's all about partnering. And you'll be surprised when you align your business with a nonprofit cause. People see you differently. And that's going back to Baron's first point about, how you can use your brand, and you can affiliate your brand's power, your brand's purpose, and a tie in with a philanthropic, side of it all. It doesn't all have to be for profit. You can even, as a business, sponsor something related to a nonprofit, like there's sponsorship opportunities. Maybe it's an event. Get your brand out there. These events will plaster your logo all over the place. As long as there's alignment and it makes sense, people will get it and they'll look at you differently. Do you have anything more about to say on that, but on that topic of just how people view you if you're a business that does give regularly in ways that it's noticeable?
Yeah, I think it's so important because customer loyalty is so important. And I tell people if you have a company A, company B, company C, and C is the one that's connected to a nonprofit, we will automatically support C, right? That's why when we go into the grocery stores and they ask us for support at the register, nine times out of 10, we're supporting them, right? There's something very inherent about us to give back to others. Sometimes we just don't have the strategy ourselves or think it's something that we have to do later on in life. Maybe when I hit my first, $1 million, then I'll give back. But you can start right now making a difference. And also, I wanted to mention it'll help you assess your talent too. Keep your talent. One of the things that I've realized working with different companies is it's a struggle to retain employees. And we hear it all over the place, right? And it's important for us if we can show future employees or employees that we have that we're making a difference and giving back, people have a tendency to say, wow, this is a great company. Not only I'm doing great on my job, but they're philanthropic and they're giving to the community. I'll stay here longer because Michelle, it's tough to keep talent these days, but that's just an opportunity for a small business. If you have a couple of, I work with a small business, and this guy has maybe about four to five employees. And he's a, matter of fact, he's a media company. He does a lot of different things. And he said, Baron, I've been able to keep my employees engaged and involved because I allow them to do different things, but also we give back to the community. And they really like that because they're, you know, pretty young in the 25 to 35 year old range.
Yeah, it's those millennials. I mean, millennials and Gen Zs, they do care. They care. And so earlier we mentioned how, as a customer, they care about who they decide to do business with buying products or services. But you just flipped it and reminded me of a good topic, and that is employee retention and company culture. If you build that company culture to say, hey, look, we do care. We care about more than just what's happening internally here. We are aligned with this purpose and we'll show up regularly. And that was back to that point where it doesn't always have to be a monetary gift. It can be like, hey, we're going to show up with our staff and we're going to go, put on, hand out t-shirts at an event, right? Or have a booth at an event and just continually promote the nonprofit cause, but people see your brand. There's just so many ways that you can show up well, but your employees see that and they like to feel that they are also having impact. So if the company culture is vibing and it's a good vibe and it's a healthy giving back, while also taking care of your people kind of vibe, and everybody treats each other with respect, et cetera, then yeah, that's a fantastic point because it is incredibly expensive to train new employees. If you can do anything to keep that turnover rate low, then you're on off to the races for business growth and profitability, to be honest. Good point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when you think about how much it costs to, as you said, get a new employee, opposed to retaining them and for them to be happy and perform well on their job, of course, that's going to affect your bottom line. And the culture starts with you. If you're a small business, an entrepreneur, it's just you a lot of times, right? But you're establishing that culture before it becomes 5, 10, 25 employees. It starts with you. And what is your mission and vision around your own philanthropy? And it just translates into your business as well.
It works, guys. It really, really works. So, Baron, how can you help small business owners? Can you just give us a real quick synopsis of what it is that you could do to meet with a small business owner and then help them figure out what their strategy might need to be for this philanthropic, purpose-driven initiative?
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to sit down with someone, a free session, what we call discovery calls, and see if there's alignment with what we do. But we have people fill out a questionnaire. I call it really fun because people don't really think about philanthropy in that way. And we try to figure out who set their thermostat, kind of early on in life. You know, even around money, somebody taught you, or you were exposed, or you were not. Right. And that was someone setting your thermostat. So we look at how people view money. You know, how did they see philanthropy kind of growing up? How did that impact them? I had a guy I was meeting with. He said, my father was so philanthropic that it hurt the family. You know, he was giving so much money away and they felt like they didn't have anything. I thought that was an interesting twist, but that was his temperature was set by overgiving what he felt. But it's interesting because most people have just the opposite experience. But we want but we want people to know that you can kind of create that experience. And we do that through this questionnaire. And once after that questionnaire is done, we help you create a mission and a vision statement. And those statements alone are so powerful because it's an eye-opening kind of experience and it becomes the foundation for your giving. And once you establish that, if you want to continue to work with us, we would love to do that. And we start doing the research for those nonprofits for you. We'll bring them back to you and say, hey, these are nonprofits that, based on the information you gave us, might be really good alignment We don't say, hey, this is a great nonprofit for you. This is a great nonprofit. We want them to pick and select because we're empowering them, Michelle, through the process. And a lot of times people don't know where to get started. And so they don't do anything at all. You have a lot of wealthy people who don't know where to start. People think just because, oh, I have millions of dollars, I know exactly what to do. I had a mentor, a very wealthy mentor, and he said to me, he came into, $77 million. And he said, Baron, it was much easier when I didn't have money because so many people were coming after me about making donations. I didn't know how to research these organizations other than going online. So we do a deep dive with these organizations to make sure that they're a good fit for the business.
So, how can somebody reach out to you? Can you give us a URL or an email or something?
Yep, barondamon.com is probably the best way. There's a short little questionnaire there, and it will trigger me, and we can set up a meeting as a result of that. But barondamon.com.
And Baron is spelled with two R's, BarronDamon. All right, so Damon, what is your thought or a phrase you'd like to leave impressed upon those that are tuning in right now about this topic?
Michelle, I hope I alluded to it along the way. I want people to live their legacy now, right now. I mean, get started where you are. I was talking to someone recently and they said, well, I'm going to do that, but it's going to be later on. I said, why? And they didn't have an answer because what we talked about today just proves that you can start right where you are and make a difference in the impact that you want to make.
And there's so many benefits in the short term, but the legacy lives on. So thank you for that. We are appreciative that you're here sharing these insights with us and our small business audience. And if you are tuning in right now as a small business owner and you want a community of innovative but yet heart-centered entrepreneurs to hang out with so that you can grow alongside one another, then Tech with Heart Network is probably a very good fit for you. Just go to techwithheartnetwork.com. You can join for free, or you can upgrade to a gold member and get yourself listed and as in our business directory and also as an influencer within our community that others can look to for guidance and leadership as well. And if you are an expert and you would like to talk about a topic that is working in regards to technology or just helping businesses online grow in today's digital business landscape, please go to techwithheartnetwork.com and apply to be a speaker on the Tech with Heart show. We'd love to hear from you and learn more about you, and then perhaps there's alignment and we'll get you on the show. We are here to empower and enlighten small business owners. So here is to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.